Wisconsin governor to veto "Born Alive" bill if passed. Written by Raven Klabau. Wednesday, April 24, 2019. Following in the footsteps of North Carolina's Democratic Governor Roy Cooper, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has vowed to veto the state's "Born Alive" bill that would mandate doctors provide care to infants who survive abortion procedures if passed. Under the legislation, which has not yet been voted on in any relevant legislative committees, according to The Hill, physicians would be required to exercise the same degree of professional skill, care, and diligence to preserve the life and health of the child as a reasonably diligent and conscientious health care provider would render to any other child born alive at the same gestational age. A child born during a failed abortion would be required to be admitted to a hospital immediately. Physicians who violate the law would face fines of up to $10,000 and up to 6 years in prison. And those who intentionally caused the death of an infant born alive as a result of a failed abortion could face life in prison. But Evers views the legislation as redundant and not a productive use of time. "We have all sorts of issues to deal with in the state of Wisconsin, and to pass a bill that is redundant seems to be not a productive use of time," Evers said in a Monday interview, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. "And clearly I ran on the belief, and I still believe, that women should be able to make choices about their health care. But this deals with a specific issue that's already been resolved," Evers added. "Since when has the existence of laws stopped lawmakers from introducing additional laws? For example, it is already a crime to commit acts of violence against others, but lawmakers have introduced hate crime laws to penalize mainly white individuals who commit those acts allegedly based on the victim's race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. Would Governor Evers veto such legislation today, stating that there are already laws that protect individuals from violence? Furthermore, despite the claims of Evers, the issue of protecting the unborn who survive abortions has, in fact, not been resolved." The North Carolina Values Coalition notes that five states reported that at least 25 children were born alive during attempted abortions in 2017, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported more than 140 infant deaths nationwide involved terminations after failed abortions from 2003 to 2014, The Washington Times reports. Live Action has documented on camera how abortionists in our country's notorious late-term abortion facilities talk about survivors of abortion. Those opposed to "Born Alive" legislation claim that it addresses a scenario that is extremely rare, but supporters claim that even one time is too many to allow this cruelty to go on. "We wanted to reaffirm the fact that babies that survive abortions have the right to anything any other living, breathing individual in the state does," Wisconsin's Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinecke, R. Kakana, said. "And doctors have the responsibility to care for that child as they would for any other person who is living and breathing." Sadly, Evers is not the only Democrat to view "Born Alive" legislation as unnecessary. On April 18, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper vetoed SB 359, which would have required that infants who survive abortion procedures receive adequate care. Evers and Cooper's vetoes are sadly not exceptions to the new rule. U.S. Senate Democrats have also blocked a Republican bill that threatens prison time for healthcare practitioners who do not attempt to save the life of infants born alive during failed abortions 20 times. If an abortion results in the live birth of an infant, the infant is a legal person for all purposes under the laws of the United States, and entitled to all the protections of such laws, the Senate bill reads. Any infant born alive after an abortion or within a hospital, clinic, or other facility has the same claim to the protection of the law that would arise for any newborn, or for any person who comes to a hospital, clinic, or other facility for screening and treatment or otherwise becomes a patient within its care. All of the prominent Democratic 2020 presidential hopefuls, Bernie Sanders of Vermont, Kamala Harris of California, Cory Booker of New Jersey, Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, and Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, have voted down the measure. Virginia Democratic Governor Ralph Northam seems to have led the Democrats' slide into the pro-infanticide party, declaring during a January radio interview that he supports infanticide of babies who survive failed abortions. "This is why decisions such as this should be made by providers, physicians, and the mothers and fathers that are involved," he said. "When we talk about third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of obviously the mother, with the consent of the physician, more than one physician, by the way, and it's done in cases where there may be severe deformities. There may be a fetus that's non-viable." Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.